When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Morning show
starts right now.
Okay, Jeff is giving me my Kate Beckinsale update.
I'm giving her the update. She's got a lot going on.
And I thought, wow, he really knows a lot about this.
Well, it's because we both decided to follow Kate Beckinsale because she has a bunch of adorable animals that she dresses up, specifically a couple of different cats.
Yeah.
And then recently she was in the hospital for an extended stay with something wrong with her stomach.
Right.
And then I guess you said the cat had passed away or something?
Yeah, her famous fluffy cat.
The grumpy cat.
Yeah. Not that long ago.
He said she's really wrecked, Fritch.
Oh, she's going through a lot, Fritch. His stepdad passed away recently, and he had a birthday, so.
It's our pop culture expert,
Jeff
Thomas.
He's sharing the
Thomas.
Pictures like, I didn't know this would be your last birthday. I mean, I'm sucked in, man. Tim's walking around here saying, are you following this radio consultant guy? I'm like, no, I'm following Kate Beckinsale.
She put up a picture, though, that was, she kind of called out the Daily Mail. Did you see that?
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. She put up like a half-naked picture of herself. And so she was like, now that I have your attention, she wrote something, I think, a dedication to her stepdad, like you were saying.
Oh.
And then she was like, Daily Mail, I would so appreciate it if you did not reprint this post or this picture as a point to not to subscribe anywhere else. Thank you so much for your kind understanding. And then she calls him out with some pretty nasty words.
Meanwhile, right. I was Googling who she is.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, I didn't recognize the name, but
she was in Serendipity.
Anything.
Oh, yeah. She was in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
I remember
the actress. TV series. She's very funny, too. I think that's
why you follow her.
Part of, yeah. And her animals are just very cooperative for funny Instagram videos.
Mm-hmm. Go like give her a follow.
What do we have here? J-Lo and Ben Affleck. There's a brand expert who believes that Jennifer Lopez may be losing her popularity because people see her too often looking grumpy with Ben Affleck. So we're going to dive into that here shortly. Also, how you can get paid $1,000 to watch and rate all 9 Star Wars movies, and Swifties versus the Beehives feuding over Post Malone. Got the first E! News of the day.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lovers Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you so, so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my lover.
Happy National Lovers Day.
Showtime.
National Lovers Day, and I think it's also National Email Day.
Oh, yay.
Whatever that's worth. Speaking of which, I have to go to the post office later. Drop a couple things off. Very few things where I have to, like, actually mail a check. But every once in a blue moon. Let's see, 626. So we got the Swifties and the Beehives at war, feuding over Post Malone. We'll get to that story coming up. The Rock and Oprah actually putting their money where their mouths are. Surprising a lot of people. I remember just how much heat they were getting over that Maui Relief Fund. Wait till you hear the actual dollars and cents that they contributed to that. Get to both those stories here in a bit. But first, let's begin this hour Z News with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk recently about Jennifer Lopez's career. But most of it, it's all because people are saying that her career is totally tanking. Her new album, This Is Me Now, underperformed. And if you guys remember, she had to cancel a lot of her shows because the ticket sales were just not great. And then they even spent that time rebranding the tour, saying it was going to be kind of like a greatest hits instead of a new album tour. But it looks like all of this could be caused by one big old thing, and that could be the way that she looks when she's around Ben Affleck.
She always looks pissed when she's yelling at him, like she's scolding him.
Well, that's the thing. So this brand expert is saying that she's suffering from Ben Affleck's resting sad face all the time.
Yeah, why isn't he suffering?
Well, because...
Why isn't his career tanking?
He's the one
that seems annoyed all the time and sad and pissed off.
Well, that's the thing. But it's also her. Like, so he, I think, looks sad and pissed off all the time. And so all we have is all these videos and all this footage of her scolding him or yelling at him. Remember,
and he's just giving up.
Yes, but remember, what was that award show that they were sitting at that little table?
Was that the Globes?
I think it was the Golden Globes, or it was a music show, or one of those where they were sitting at the little table, just the two of them and the host, and everyone was like lip reading that, what did she say to him? And it was like, get it together. She scolded him because he looked pissed off. Essentially. But now every time they're out in public, like even when they're going to Dunkin' Donuts, he'll go in and get her a coffee and come out and give it to her. And she just looks like she's scolding him or yelling at him all the time. So a lot of brand experts are saying, in the shadow of our beloved and long-suffering Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Lopez cannot just keep up with that. All the car rides she has with Ben, the curbside arguments, the fast food takeaways, everyone just looks miserable.
Well, smiling causes wrinkles.
It's probably true.
And J-Lo doesn't want wrinkles. She's probably very happy.
Yeah, but remember, too, she took a lot of slack when she was doing the halftime show with Shakira, and she kind of came out and said, like, why am I not doing it by myself? Mm-hmm. Or why isn't Shakira doing it by herself? Why have to have two Latin women? And so she took a lot of slack for that, too.
I love how the brand experts say that her career is tanking.
Well,
it's tanking. Like, you have peaks and valleys in a career.
Mm-hmm.
Some albums are going to sell better than others. Not everything's going to be a hit. You put out an album, you're going to have more stiffs or more deep cuts than you are huge monster pop hits, right?
Yes.
So... I mean, is her career really tanking, or is it just, you know, it ebbs and flows?
I think it ebbs and flows. But also, I mean, I've listened to the album. I tried to watch the Amazon movie that goes along with the album, and it's just not that great. I mean, like you're saying, it's not always going to be wonderful.
Right.
But that being said, I would still love to go see her in concert. I would love to see her do those. Yeah, like I would love to see her do her Decades of Life, kind of like the Eras Tour, where she's kind of saying, this is when I did On the Six, or this is when I did whatever. But I also think that Jennifer Lopez takes a lot of heat because she tries to act like she's just one of us. You know, I'm just out here, Jenny from the block.
You don't feel like you're getting the real J-Lo.
Yes, I don't think so. And I don't know if that's lost on people somewhere, or if it's just oversaturation with everything that she's putting out, or maybe she puts everything that she is putting out through a very fine filter of being, I want to be just like you guys.
Right.
I don't know. But they do often, especially Ben, look like he's cranky.
Like, she admits that, you know, she's made some really bad decisions as far as relationships go, and that she's one of those people who gets, you know, who loves love, kind of gets caught up in the storybook aspect of it.
And the feelings.
So I feel like she tries to be authentic and tries to go there with folks. But
maybe that's it. We're just not believing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, quick break. We got a bunch of other stuff that we're going to get to here shortly. Tom Cruise apparently started breakdancing at Victoria Beckham's birthday party. That's not something you see every day.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.